so many people say, I'll pray for you, or I am praying for you. I must say, I often wonder whether they really are praying and how are they praying. When I was a child, prayer involved getting down on your knees. And I was brought up in a Roman Catholic family. And the idea of praying while you were walking around was foreign. And I remember my mother asking me, you know, when she wasn't well, and near the end of her life, more frequently than at any other time, asking me to pray for her. I used to say to her, Mom, my every step on earth is a prayer. I had some answer like that, and that was the answer that I gave. And I cannot remember any time since I stopped having a religion that I said to anybody, I'll pray for you, until today. And today, Scotland has been playing against France in what's called the Six Nations Championship. And the only chance Ireland had of winning that championship was if Scotland beat France, which was about as unlikely as that the next 2 weeks in Ireland will be free of rain. No way, Jose. But I wrote in a WhatsApp group where I knew many people would be watching the match between Scotland and France. I wrote, praying for Scotland. And I meant it to be in some way ironic, thinking that, well, Scotland's going to need an awful lot of prayers not to be hammered by France. And then, unbelievably, Scotland played out of their skin and won the match scoring more points than they had ever scored against France, I suspect. And it's been years since any team has scored 50 points against France. And I wrote afterwards in the same group, the power of prayer, with a laugh emoji. And two or three thumbs up. So what does this say? I wanted Scotland to win. I said, I'm praying for Scotland. And Scotland did win. Well, the big question for me, I suppose, and I'm just about to go walking the dog, and I might well consider this question, should I say more frequently that I'm praying for a particular result? Are you somebody who prays for a result? Back to the studio.